views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. I have been traveling around the globe to share life-transforming information and meeting some very smart people along the way. And it is my pleasure to share inclusive information with you and to provide you with an opportunity to call in and receive energetic shifts and creative solutions to your problems with my favorite energy practitioners, Mark Kittenbach, who is also co-founder of our Energetic Upgrade Seminars, Phil Free and Mr. Leroy Maloof, Karen Campbell-Betton, and epigeneticist Sharan Sirdhar. We love to hear from you, but on today's show, I have a very special guest that I want to give the floor to, so we will not be taking calls today. I want to give him every opportunity to share this empowering information with you. I'm very excited to have Mr. Greg Braden back again on The Truth is Funny. He is a New York Times bestselling author whose work has led to cutting-edge books such as The God Code, The Divine Matrix, The Spontaneous Healing of Belief, and Fractal Time. Greg's work is now published in 17 languages and in 33 countries and shows beyond any reasonable doubt that the key to our future lies in the wisdom of our past. Are you there, Miss Greg?
I'm here, Colette, and Greg is great. You don't have to do Mr. Braden, and it's really good to hear your voice, and I'm absolutely thrilled to be on the program today. Thank you for the beautiful introduction, and my sense is there's so much that we could talk about. My sense is our time together is going to go by really quickly today.
Yes. I have to say that you are considered a hero by very many people I know. And what I mean, the reason for that is because you are a brilliant scientist and you have that background, and you also have for years been bringing that together with consciousness. And for a lot of people out there, it is so uplifting. And I just wanted to thank you for all the beautiful work you've been doing and just ask you, like, where do you find the time to write all these books, do all these interviews, and, you know, and still be cool?
Wow. Well, first, thank you so much for your kind words. What you don't know is it's really good for me to hear that today. It's actually been a tough couple of weeks, so I appreciate hearing that very, very much. And, you know, the books, it was interesting. When I wrote the very first book and submitted it to a publisher, they came back and they said, wow, do you think you have another book in you somewhere? And I said, you know, my books are a reflection of the world around us. It's a living body of information. It's impossible to ever exhaust that source of information when it comes to sharing with one another. So my books, they cover a lot of ground. I just want to share a story with you. Can I share a quick story, Colette?
Absolutely. I give you the floor.
I was doing an interview, the first interview of the year for 2015, and it was with an interviewer I'd never worked with before. And the first question that the interviewer asked me, He said, Greg, why can't you stick with one topic? He said, why don't you just write about one thing? He said, you are all over the place, man. You're all over the map. He said, are you writing about science or spirituality? Are you writing about ancient civilizations? Are you writing about the biology of our bodies? He said, why don't you stay with one thing like everybody else does? And it was very unexpected, the question. And I answered him. I said, you know, it's true. Every one of my books is different from the other books in some respects. It talks about a specific facet. Each book addresses one facet of our relationship to our bodies, our relationship to the world beyond our bodies, our relationship to the past, the world that we live in today, how we go about solving our problems today. I said, but the through line, the common theme, is that every book is about us. It's about us and our relationship to ourselves and our world. So in a very real sense, I have stayed with one topic, and that topic is a big one. It's us. And that
it's a huge topic.
Well, it wasn't what he was expecting. He says, okay, let's take a break. And they went to a station break, and he came back and never said another word about, you know, why I'm writing about the different things I write about. But it was interesting to me how some people perceive the different facets of our lives. We are multidimensional beings. We live in many worlds, and we don't experience life in a vacuum. And I think it's important when we talk about our relationships, the most intimate relationships of our lives, our loved ones, our families, our intimate life partners, our relationship with finances and money, our relationship with our health and our bodies, all of that is within the context of a bigger world that's changing very, very quickly out there right now. It's a wild world out there. If you watch conventional media and conventional news, it's almost a scary world.
But yeah, I particularly don't watch the news for that
reason. This is funny. My wife and I, we live in a rural area in northern New Mexico, and we don't watch the news. We don't have a TV to watch the news. We have a television for videos, but we don't have it hooked up to any kind of, you know, cable or, you know, satellite or anything like that. So it's always interesting. We get off a plane in another city to do an event, and our producers that pick us up, often they will ask, they say, wow, did you see the news today? And we say, no, you know, we didn't see the news because we don't watch the news on our television. And so the producer will say, well, if you had seen the news, here's what you would have seen. And then we get to hear about all the things that happen through the eyes and the ears of those that are watching the news. And it's all about perspective. The media, it's very challenging to find objective media in the world today. And I have yet to find a single source that I believe is objective. And I do do my best to stay on top of the events of the world, but what I have to do, Colette, is I have to seek it out and actually spend a lot of time with a lot of different forms of media and different forms of news sources, knowing that each one, every one, has its own bias. So we get to see the events that are unfolding, but maybe not take so seriously the perspective of the person that's sharing that event. And it's it could be a full-time job, you know, doing that.
Absolutely. I'm totally with you on the TV thing. I haven't watched TV. I don't have one in my house for like 7 years now. And the difference is just huge. But what I find is when I'm traveling and I'm at the airport, they have all the screens in the airport.
Yeah.
And it has all this bad news on it. And it seems like people are inundated with that. And this is why I consider your work so, it's so amazing that you had the foresight to bring this information out so long ago, you know, and now it's starting to become popular. So, you know, people are starting to open up to it more. And I feel like all that information that people are receiving can be extremely challenging to digest. And that's why I really am very happy that, you know, you have this new book out, The Turning Point, and it's about creating resilience in a time of extremes. And we are so excited to have you back in Canada for the New Earth Expo at Stampede Park, and that will be in Calgary. And it's at the Big Four building, Hall A. Just for those of you in Canada who are listening, Greg will be here on April 24th, 25th, 26th. And then the New Earth Expo is the leading exposition showcasing eco-friendly natural health, alternative medicine, and spiritual lifestyles. And this is its second year, and we are thrilled to have you for that. We are going to take just a quick break right now. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Greg Braden. When we return, we will share more ways to move some energy and make some more shift happen.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Walking down this rocky road. We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Greg Braden. And we are talking about life now, how fast it's moving. And Greg Braden, in his new book called The Turning Point, you know, in that book you say we're living a time of extremes. And what do you mean by that? And why did you write this book? Because I know you've written lots, but what about this particular book?
Okay, so those are two different questions. I'm going to answer the first one first. The you know, it was important for me to write this book now, because the best minds of our time are in fact telling us that we're living what's being called, Colette, a time of extremes. It doesn't mean that only bad things are happening in the world, and it doesn't mean that even only good things are happening in the world. What it means is that really big things are happening, big changes in the world, and that has to mean big changes in our lives. So I think it's true. It's a fact that our world is changing in ways that we simply have never seen in our lifetimes, and our parents never saw in theirs. We don't have a good guidebook to help us to know how to navigate the kinds of changes that we're seeing. Our lives are changing in ways that we're not used to. And for most of us, I think it's fair to say it's happening faster than we have been prepared to accept. So what all of that means is we've got to think and live more differently now than at any time in the past. And that was the reason that I wrote this book, was number one, to give a voice to the extremes that are happening now, whether it's climate change or social change, whether it's peak oil or peak debt. As big as those issues sound, we can no longer separate the world out there. My arms are waving in the air when I say that. We can no longer separate the world out there from the world in our living room and from our everyday lives with our families and our jobs and our careers, because everything is so interconnected. And that's part of what makes our time so unique. Not only are we living the convergence of a number of cycles, climate cycles, economic cycles, war cycles. It doesn't mean that we must have war, that we must have extreme climate. What it means is that we are living a time when we are vulnerable, when the conditions are right for these things to happen. And if we know that that's what is unfolding in our lives, then we can live accordingly. And if we don't know, then we're caught off guard, and that's where the struggle and that's where the suffering happens. It's just like if you go outside, you know, to go somewhere and you see it looks like it's going to rain, you prepare, you take a raincoat. You may or may not need it, but if you do, then you have it, and the rain is no big deal. If you don't, it can be a showstopper for your day. And then it's a very, maybe a simplistic example, but in a very real sense, that's where we are right now. There's a reluctance, and in many cases, Colette, there's a resistance in the mainstream media that we were just talking about to be real about what it is that we're facing in our lives. And they tend to focus on specific events. They can say, you know, if we can just bring the CO2 levels down, then everything's going to be okay with the climate. Or if we can just pay off the debt, you know, everything's going to be okay with the economy. When the reality is that the debt and the economy and the climate, those are symptoms of a larger shift, a larger change that rarely is acknowledged in the mainstream. So the purpose of the book, number one, was to give a voice to the fact that we are living a rare and a precious moment in the history of civilization and the history of our lives, precious in the sense that because we now are understanding what systems no longer work, the unsustainable things are breaking down. The way that we've grown our food and shipped it halfway across the planet in the past, and the way we solve our problems, you know, when between nations and between communities, so in the way we shared vital resources, all of these things, we know what no longer works, and that is the opening to introduce new things, sustainable ways of thinking and living that do work. So the book is about resilience to these times of change, resilience on a personal level. How do we teach our bodies? How do we teach our nervous system and our emotions to maintain a healthy balance in the presence of so much change in our lives? That's where it has to begin. And then how do we extend that personal balance into the bigger world around us, into our families, into our workplace, into our communities? So that's what the book is all about. Number one, the fact that we are living a time that's different from that of our parents and those before us, and science is telling us that. It's not my opinion or a theory or a hypothesis. This is based on peer-reviewed science. Number two, the extremes have led to a new normal in our lives. Mm-hmm. So many people are thinking if they can just sit tight and ride it out, you know, everything's going to go back to the way things used to be. And can I just share a quick story about that? I mean, I think sometimes
absolutely.
The story,
I would love to hear it.
The story is the best way to illustrate what we're talking about here. The new normal, so many people that I've seen, not just America, but all over the world, are clinging to an idea of a world that they used to know, that they used to be comfortable with, and they had figured out, you know, they had mastered it. They're waiting for that to come back, and in the waiting, they are missing the opportunities to thrive in the new things that are unfolding in their lives now. And a beautiful example of this, I just mentioned my wife's name is Martha. Martha and I we went for a drive into the mountain communities of northern New Mexico near our home in southern Colorado last fall, just to see the leaves turning in the mountains, snow up on the peaks, blue skies, and it was absolutely beautiful. And we went through these little mountain mining communities. They mine a number of minerals in northern New Mexico and southern Colorado. And I stopped at the convenience store for gasoline. And I went in and talked to the cashier and paid her for the gas. And I asked her, I said, you know, how are things in your community? And she said, you know, when the mines are open, life is good. She said, the income's good, people feel secure, they build new homes, they have more babies, they send their kids to college because they're willing to take that risk. They try new businesses because they're willing to take that risk. She said, when the mines are closed, life is hell. She said, all of that stops and people do whatever they can just to get by, waiting for those mines to open again because they always do. And I said, wow, I said, that's got to be a really tough way to live. How long have the mines been closed this time around? She said, this time they've been closed for 9 years.
Nine years?
Exactly, 9 years. This community, they put their lives on hold, and it looked like it. The community looked tired. A lot of stores had closed. The shops were run down. People were struggling. And I got back into the truck, and I said to Martha, I said, in this little community, I believe I've just witnessed a microcosm here of what so many people are feeling in the world, and that is they're clinging to this idea of a world that no longer exists, waiting for that world to come back. And while they do, they're missing the opportunity to thrive in the new world that is emerging. Because how can we embrace the new opportunities in our lives if our hearts and minds are locked up with the thinking of what we have known in the past, and there's no room for the new things to emerge? And I think it's true for so many people. They're waiting for, and our politicians and in the news media and our political leaders and a lot of even religious leaders are telling us, if we can just fix this or just fix that, then everything's going to go back to the way it used to be, when that world simply no longer exists. There's nothing to go back to. So, and I think this is important. This is where resilience comes in. Resilience is a way of thinking and living that allows us to thrive in the world that is at our doorstep now, rather than trying to force the world to go back to what we have known in the past and what's familiar and what we've mastered and what we're comfortable with.
And so, now there's so many opportunities out there for doing things better, way.
There are. This is, for me, this is where the wisdom of our ancestors is so invaluable. And I've spent so much of my adult life. I'm trained as a scientist, and I think science is good. I think in many cases, science is incomplete. We've asked science to do too much, and we've come to expect too much from science. All science can tell us, Colette, the best science can do is just tell us how things work. Science is really good at that. You know, the nuts and bolts of how our world works. But science cannot tell us how to apply those things in our lives, that knowledge in our lives. That's where the experience of our ancestors in 5,000 plus years of human experience comes in. So this, to me, our ancestors, they are very good at adapting to change. They've had to do it. 20,000 years ago, there was an ice age that covered northern hemisphere, and our ancestors learned to adapt to that very quickly. And as transportation and technology changed, indigenous peoples had to adapt very quickly to live, to survive, to the new things that were coming into their world. And climate change, 5,000 years ago, the Earth underwent a tremendous shift in climate, very similar to what we're undergoing now. And the point is that we've learned to adapt to those things when we are honest with ourselves, truthful, factual, honest about what we're up against. I have absolute confidence that we as individuals, as communities, as families, and as a species and civilizations, we know what to do. when we don't have those facts, how can we become resilient to a world where we don't understand what it is that's changing or why things are changing?
That is such an excellent point. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com or on social media, Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And when we come back, we will have some more insight from Greg Braden. We'll be right back.
On the blind side and down the back ways, the roots of sadness grow. When you can't get what you need, you feel like taking a toss to it all. The sweet talk make a better man. You can feel the darkness rise. Sometimes you don't know.
Do you feel stuck with fear and anxiety? Have you tried everything to get rid of these emotions, but nothing seemed to work? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedmann Schaub. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands of people to overcome fear and anxiety and build a new foundation of confidence and inner peace. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar and learn how you can transform your life in less than 3 months. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Put a little woo-hoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Greg Braden here with me today to share some insight. And Greg, just before we took the break, you were talking about, you know, resilience. And what do you feel is the greatest crisis that we face right now as individuals and families and even as nations?
I feel, as we were talking just before the break, I feel that it's, rather than a single event, I think perhaps the greatest crisis is the thinking. It's our thinking about ourselves and our relationship to the world. What my experience is simply this. whether it's from the corporations or it's working with indigenous peoples throughout the world or in my own life. When the facts are clear, Colette, the choices become obvious. When the facts are clear, we know what to do. When we don't have the information and we as individuals or communities or as a nation, when we're told to do something and it doesn't make any sense, that's where the struggle and the resistance comes from. But when I think most people, you know, when they understand what they're up against in the world, most people and communities, they know the choices to make to help them through those experiences. And that's why I think it's so important to be honest with ourselves.
And there we go.
Yeah, I spend quite a bit of time in the book. I mean, it's true in our personal lives, whether you're looking at a marriage or a family issue, if you're looking at a health issue with your body, if you're looking at in your job, or if, you know, we're looking at the bigger picture like we're doing now. It's hard to separate now. It's hard to draw that line. Where does one end and the other begin in the world that we live in today? Because everything is so interconnected. You know, what happens at our jobs affects our families, and what's going on at home sure affects the way that we're able to function at work. So it's hard to draw those distinctions. What's happening in the economy in Europe is having a direct effect on our 401ks and the way we can save for retirement and for our children's education. So you can't really separate the economies anymore. So all of these we touch upon in the book, but the key is that once we are honest with ourselves, once we acknowledge that we're living a unique time, a time of extremes, big things happening in the world, big changes in our lives, resilience, personal resilience, is a key for us as individuals. And one of the ways that we, just in the time that we have, can I share another story really quickly that I think illustrates this idea of personal resilience?
I absolutely love your stories. Go for it.
Hey, thank you. Well, as I mentioned a couple times now, my wife and I live in a rural community in northern New Mexico, one of the least populated states in North America, in the United States. And it is a rural community, as I mentioned, agricultural. There's some cattle. It has been especially hit by many of the extremes that we're talking about now. The economy of New Mexico is really taken a big hit, and the climate shifting has also contributed to that. So for the first time in 300 years, families that have had ranches and farms for 300 years are selling them in 2014 and 2015 because the lack of rainfall no longer supports the way of living that they have known for generations. So a good friend of mine, his name is Ken, was a builder of beautiful, green, sustainable homes all through the desert Southwest here in the United States. And he did it for over 30 years, a beautiful job. And when the economy turned south here within the last few years, all of that changed for him. Ken was a builder. He had just accepted the opportunity to build the largest community of homes that he'd ever taken on. And he had a crew of about 30, 35 people working with him. And the problem was the year was 2008. So not only did the economies collapse, but the housing markets collapsed as well. And he found himself out of a job. He couldn't support his family. He couldn't support the people that depended on him. And he struggled. And in the old way of thinking, what we would try to do, Colette, is we'd try to recreate what we've lost again. So when you lose a job, you say, where can I go and do the same thing I've always done? Ken tried that for a while, and it didn't work. And when he tells a story, he tells it much better than I do. He woke up from a sound sleep about 3 o'clock in the morning, and he was saying to himself in his mind and speaking it from his lips, he was saying, not how can I recreate what I've always known? What he was saying was, what do people need? He was asking this question. What do people need? What does my family need? What do my communities need? And the answer was, people need to be able to care for themselves. They need to be able to grow their own food, to create their own water sources. They need to care for themselves in a healthy way. So the next morning, he woke up, immediately began to design, prototype, and build an innovative system of raised bed, covered, self-watering, self-heating greenhouses that are modular. They can be as small as 12 by 12 inches for a patio in New York City where people have no land, Or they can be as large as 4 feet by 8 feet and strung together in a series in New Mexico where people have more land. And he began building these things and installing them in, with restaurants and in people's homes. And all of a sudden, his life changed. His business now is so successful at sharing the tools and the innovation to help people care for themselves. I would be surprised if Ken ever builds another house. Because he gets up in the morning, he loves what he's doing. He loves to go and meet the people to help him. He's healthier. His stress levels are lower. His family is sees much more of him now than they did in the past. All he did was he changed a question. In the old way of thinking, we've been taught that we live in a world of competition and conflict. That's the tradition that we're steeped in. And in that world, it makes sense to ask the question, what's in it for me? What can I get from the world that exists? The thing is, the new science, the best science of the 21st century, has now overturned those old ways of thinking. The new science is showing us that nature is actually based in cooperation and what's called mutual aid by biologists. And in a world of cooperation and mutual aid, it makes sense to change the question from what can I get, what's in it for me, to how can I contribute, how can I share, what can I offer, what can I give to my friends, my family, and my community. And that little shift in the question, Ken changed his life, and he is now thriving in the worst economic downturn in 70 years in one of the least populated states with one of the worst economies. He is thriving and hiring more people because he wasn't focused on what's in it for him. He was focused upon how he can help the world around him. And this is a beautiful example.
Yes, and you know, when you're telling that story, I'm thinking he also added so much beauty to the world and to the people's lives that have that those plants growing in their homes or on their decks or on their patios or in their businesses, because those plants put so much beautiful energy off, and you know, it makes the world a better place to have more green and you know, and to see things growing.
Absolutely, and this is our true life example of personal resilience, a shift in thinking, and it sounds insignificant, but Colette, it's huge. Science tells us we live in this world of cooperation, so it makes sense if we can support and contribute to the world around us, we will be cared for, we will benefit from that, and that's very different than thinking only about ourselves and how we can get what we need at everyone else's expense. So it's a powerful shift in thinking that actually is in harmony with the best science of today and the wisdom of indigenous and ancient traditions going back 5,000 years. When the community is strong, then our lives are good. And this is one example, I talk about this in the book, of personal resilience. The key is decentralizing the way we think about our lives and the way that we find our security, decentralizing the economy, decentralizing where our food comes from, decentralizing where our energy comes from. And when we come back from our break, we can talk about that more in detail, because I think we're coming up on a break here pretty soon, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely. I was just going to say, this is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny, and I'm thrilled to connect with all of you and to have my wonderful guest on the show today. And I just wanted to remind everybody once again, if you're in Canada, April 24th, 25th, 26th, Greg will be speaking at the New Earth Expo at Stampede Park, Big Four Building, Hall A in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And we're really looking forward to that. And we will be right back and hear some more from you, Greg, right after this break.
But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid?
Do you feel stuck with fear and anxiety? Have you tried everything to get rid of these emotions, but nothing seemed to work? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands of people to overcome fear and anxiety and build a new foundation of confidence and inner peace. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar and learn how you can transform your life in less than 3 months. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Put a little
woo-hoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Down in Jamaica, they got lots of pretty women.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Greg Braden here with me today. I'm thrilled to connect with you and him. We were just talking before the break about how people can make changes in their life just by a different perspective, actually. And, you know, Greg, in your book, you talk about the turning point and the tipping point. Can you please explain that to me?
Sure. You know, it's a really good question. It's one that people ask me all over the world when I do these the live events. We are all familiar with what are called tipping points. The media, scientists, our families are really good at identifying what they call the tipping points that are usually frightening moments. When, for example, a tipping point in debt, when the debt is so great that an economy collapses, whether it's our personal economy of our bank account, we owe so much money that we have to go to bankruptcy, or whether it's on a national or a global level, or climate change, you know, when the tipping point, when there's so much carbon dioxide and greenhouse gas in the air that the climate is damaged beyond repair. We're all familiar with those. What we rarely hear, Colette, and to me this is the good news, nature gives us an opportunity to recognize the potential for a tipping point, but we can make changes before we ever get to that tipping point. And this is where the turning points come in. Before we ever reach a frightening tipping point of no return, we must pass through at least one turning point of opportunity. And a turning point, we've been actually been talking about some of those already in the program. We just didn't identify them by that name. But a turning point is where we embrace the facts of the world at our doorstep. We embrace the truth and the reality that we find ourselves faced with. And when we embrace that truth, when the facts are clear, our choices become obvious. When we recognize that we're running up, you know, a dangerous amount of debt, or we recognize our body gives us warning signals before it ever actually breaks in terms of a cancer or a fatal disease, we always have warning signs. Those are potential turning points that give us the opportunity to change our course, to change our path, and begin to think and live differently. The key is there is something called normalcy bias. Normalcy bias is where it's easier not to look at those facts. It's easier to discount the facts and kind of play like those things don't exist until something comes along and really, you know, clobbers us in life, metaphorically or literally, and we can no longer resist it. But the ability to embrace the facts as they're shown, I think, is one of the strongest keys to resilience that we can find, and we have to search it out. We have to seek it out ourselves, because we can't always rely upon, you know, traditional mainstream media to tell us, you know, exactly what's happening in our world, or doctors to tell us what's happening in our lives.
And how do we know the difference between science that is accurate and not?
Well, you know, that's also a really good question. Everything I do in my books, everything we've talked about today, and everything that I do in my all of my work, it's based, Colette, on what's called peer-reviewed science. Climate change is a perfect example, if I can use that as an example. You can be a scientist, and you can work at NASA, or you can work at a large university. You can write a paper and publish that on the Internet. I think our listeners know you can put pretty much anything on the Internet these days. It does not mean that it is a scientific fact just because someone with a scientific background has put it up there. There is something called peer-reviewed science, and it is just what its name implies. It's when a scientist writes a paper, documents the work, has all of the scientific references, and that paper is submitted for review, and it circulates through a group of scientific peers so that they can look this over and see either the work is right on and it's totally supported, or maybe there are places where the argument is weak or places where it's wrong. And this process takes years. A peer-reviewed paper in a scientific journal, it can take 6 years to go through the peer review process. And when it's finished, it is published in a peer-reviewed journal, like the journal Nature, for example, or the prestigious journal Science, or Scientific American, something like that. So when it is published, then it is accepted as peer-reviewed science, and that is very, very different from an opinion or a theory or a hypothesis posted online in what's called pop science, you know, popular science. Unfortunately, a lot of the science that we see on the news channels, on the documentary channels, it is not peer-reviewed. So that's one of the reasons why there's so much controversy about climate change, for example. The science of the Earth, Mother Earth herself, the ice cores coming from Antarctica, do not support the popular story that is being perpetuated in the mainstream media. It's a fact that we are undergoing a tremendous change in climate. That's the point that I make in the book. We are undergoing a change. And for us to be resilient to that change, we've got to embrace the truth of what the data is showing us, not the truth that's been filtered through a corporation or a politician or a religious leader or a political leader that has an agenda. So that's a very good question. We want to look for peer-reviewed science if we want to really stay with the facts. And I think that's important for anything, whether it's the facts of your health, and what constitutes a healthy lifestyle. There's so many opinions about that.
Yes.
or our personal economy or climate or anything else.
Yeah, and for the average person, you know, what I wanted to ask you, because I thought this would be really helpful for people and very empowering, if, you know, my producer gave me 2 extra minutes here.
Oh, wow.
And so I was wondering
so much in 2 minutes.
So what I was wondering, you know, if you had just 2 minutes to tell people, you know, what is the best thing they can do, what would you tell them?
Well, I would begin with the big picture, and I want to be very clear. We are living a time of extremes, and I have never been more optimistic about life, my life personally, about the life of my family, my country, your country, all countries right now, nations of the world, because we now know what doesn't work, Colette. We've experienced what doesn't work.
And it's there we go.
We humans, we seem to learn by first experiencing what we don't want before we know we don't want it. And then we say, this is what I do want. So now we know what is unsustainable and what no longer works in terms of economies and the way we grow our food, the way we create energy. And all that trickles down to the kinds of jobs that we have and the income for our families and what we look at as security. We know what doesn't work. So now we get to choose again healthy, life-affirming, sustainable ways of thinking and living. And it comes back to me, when those facts are clear, the choices become obvious. And for me, the key, we're all undergoing change. And there's a question that I ask myself many, many times each day, every day. And it's a question that we've already addressed in this conversation today. When I wake up in the morning, what can I give? What can I offer? What can I share? How can I contribute to the world that's emerging? And that little question is benign, is simple, deceptively simple as it seems. Changes everything, because it shifts our view from trying to do something that benefits only us to trying to do our very best to contribute to the bigger picture, to our families and our communities. And when we do that, we are supported in our passion and our dreams and our goals. And I think that's the key, one of the keys to adapting to the new normal, and defining resilience in our time of extremes.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful how you say it, because if every individual person on this earth took responsibility in that way for themselves, you know, one by one, because we are all connected, all, you know, with each other and throughout the entire universe, everything that each and every one of us, all the thoughts we have and the feelings we have around this can have a huge, huge difference in how the collective influence is doing. And so that's, you know, this is something that why I admire your work so much, is because you say it in a way that you have the scientific background, and you also make people feel very comfortable to hear what you have to say, and to say it in such a way that I feel personally empowered by connecting with you today. And I want to thank you very much for that. It's really, really a very happy feeling.
Well, if you're feeling that, then we've done our work well together. And I just want to thank you for being such a gracious host and allowing me to share the stories in the way that I have. And I'm really looking forward to being at the expo. If you're there, I hope you come up and say hello. And please, our listeners, come up and say hello. I'm going to be there for a couple of days. I'd love to see and talk to you.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Thank you so very much for being on the show. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And my guest today, Greg Braden, just reminding you, the New Earth Expo, Stampede Park, Big Four Building, Hall A in Calgary, Alberta, April 24th, 25th, and 26th. It would be really beneficial for you to go and hear Greg speak and just, you know, be in his energy. Thank you once again, Greg, and thank you for all the listeners and the producer, and we will talk with everybody next week. Bye.
Thanks
for now.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.